generally speaking, it looks like the receiving corps is fast, but not especially big. Is it a group you can get physical with?
You know, I think week in and week out, we try to get physical with the receivers, just try to get hands on them, disrupt the routes. This week is just another test. You know, they got good receivers, guys, and over top of us, fast guys. So it's going to be another challenge.
Thank you.
What does speed do, even if they're not big guys? Just in general, what does speed do?
Stretches the field. Put pressure on the guys in the back end, and you got to respect them. You got to respect the speed. You know, they got someone and Luck at quarterback that can make any throw. So you got to be able to prepare for any type of route, any type of all over the field. You know, they can stretch the field.
They've obviously struggled this year, but what do you see from 12 on film?
They got weapons. He has weapons. They got a good running back. He can tuck it down, run, get the first down. He's a tough quarterback to play against.
The fact that he can make plays with his legs, what kind of a stress does that put on you as a DB? Because obviously pass cover is number one. A lot of stress.
When he gets to scramble around, we got to, clutch onto our receivers in the back end. And, from there he can tuck it down and run. He can make people miss, break tackles, do whatever. So, like I said, just another challenge, another good quarterback we got
to
play.
What do you guys have to do to start creating some big plays? Sacks, interceptions, turnovers?
We got to make the plays when they're given to us. We had plays in the past that we felt like we could have made that to get some turnovers and spark our defense a little bit more, but we didn't make them, so we just got to make those plays.
On the shorter side, if you look at Julio Jones and some of the other big receivers you guys have played, how do you play those guys differently when you have a smaller receiver that's a number one, somebody that maybe can't go up and beat you guys on jump ball and stuff?
He may not be able to go up and get the ball at the highest point like Julio, but he's still, just as dangerous just because of the speed that can get over top. And it's not just him. All the receivers can do that. They're really fast receivers, so they stretch the field really well, and it's just going to be a tough task to glue to those guys and run with them.